Blog Talk Radio.
Ascribe to Yahweh, all families of nations. Ascribe to Yahweh, glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh, the glory to his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. For worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might. Give him the of nations. Ascribe to Yahweh glory and strength. Ascribe to Yahweh the glory to his name. Bring an offering and come into his court. Bring an offering and come into his court.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to House of Grand Doctor. I'm your host, Freddie Howell, coming to you from 231 6th Avenue here in Piazza, Alabama. I mean, say, wait down south. I'll call the numbers 1-619-639-4634. We want to thank Hope Builders Ministry with each one of our programs. We will be talking about Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. Phone number is 540-949-5344. You can make a contribution to Hope Builders Ministries. What is Hope Builders Ministries? Hope Builders Ministries. Equipping disciples to make disciples. Who makes disciples? What about Hope Builders Ministries? And who is Hope Builders Ministries? Hope Builders Ministries is a ministry that supports our vision of reaching Africa for Jesus in collaboration with partners in ministries in the U.S. and Africa is progressing well, and we are seeing our hub model saturation disciple-making strategy achieve results that are beyond our own expectations. We are currently working in Mozambique, Malawi, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guinea, and the Congo Brazzaville, Tanzania, and Botswana are the new exploring fields where exciting projects are being established. Hope Builders Ministries, equipping disciples to make disciples. Our American coordinator is Brother Jeff Hawkins, and you can support Brother Jeff Hawkins at Hope Builders Ministries by sending a check and money order to Brother Jeff Hawkins. He's the Zambia coordinator. He is our American contact here for House of Blessing Gospel Blog Talk Radio. We have been in collaboration with them for several months now, and we will continue to be in collaboration for the rest of the year as we broadcast every night on items and things and stories from Hope Builders Ministry and their ministry in Zambia. Brother Jim Hawkins has just returned from Zambia for his fall mission and an outstanding success, and we hope that he will be giving us a call sometime maybe tonight or either sometime in the future as we talk about his mission to Zambia. You can make a contribution, check our money order to Hope Builders Ministry at Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. And the telephone number, again, is 540-949-5344. If you want to partner with Hope Builders Ministry, You can also make a contribution to Hope for Villages Ministry by country. As I said before, Congo, Brazzaville, Dominican Republic of Congo, Liberia, Malawi, Mozambique, South Africa, Zambia, Zimbabwe, Mozambique, Malawi, Zambia, Liberia, Sierra Leone, Guyana, Guinea, and Congo, Brazzaville, Tanzania, and Botswana. We hope that you will support Hope Builders Ministry. They also have pastor training. The second task of Hope Leaders is to identify leaders in the disciple classes and to groom a pastor for the churches that are raised in the local communities. These leaders are brought to the Hub Church on a regular basis, 3 days every week, to receive pastor training. Training is done on a mentor basis for 3 years. The Hub Leader also mentors each student in the practical side of their ministry, and so forth as he assists them in performing funerals, baptisms, meeting procedures, and so forth in apprenticeship style until they can handle these functional confidentially. Each student pastor leader in the church plan is required to plant one disciple class that can grow into a church per year while being trained in the village within walking bicycle distance of his church. Thus, over a period of 3 years, 30 additional new churches are planted within 25-mile radius around the Hub Church, bringing the total number of churches planted in the area to 40, each with a trained pastor. When we say walking and bicycle distance, that is why one of the most outstanding tools that you can give to a Hub sponsor or to Mozambique, Zambia, to Pastor Jeff Hawkins to make a contribution to Hope Builders Ministry is a bicycle. Bicycle for $150. That is a very important tool that you can give. And another outstanding tool, the most important of all, is prayer. You can pray and focus your prayer to country, to project, whatever way you want to focus your prayer. You can make that contribution to Hope Builders Ministries at P.O. Box 317, Greenville, Virginia, 22943. Phone 540-949-5344. Tell me you want to partner with Hope Builders Ministries. And focusing your prayers can be done simply by saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. We want to say good evening again. Our radio call-in number is 619-639-4634. Let's begin our program with Christmas Medley. Right. Medley from Christmas. A medley from Christmas. If we could continue to talk about our Hope Builders Ministries, the hub strategy. What is a hub? The hub strategy forms the basis of our entire ministry. But the hub church, the hub leader being the key element, a hub church is chosen for its strategic location in an area where the population is distributed, such that outreach can be done in the area covering 25-mile radius around the hub church. Generally speaking, that could be encompassing village housing about 50,000 people or so. The hub church also doubles as a training center where the newly identified pastors for that area will be trained. The hub leader is a trained pastor who joins our team by accepting and implementing the hub model strategy. He leads an evangelist team who outreach to village within walking and bicycle distance. That's why we talk about the bicycle. It's very important that that person and have the tools of a bicycle and a Bible in hand. Bicycle, $150. A Bible is $12 or $15. If they do not have the bicycle, they still have the Bible and they can be in walking distance from the hub church. The hub leader is required to plant three churches and guide each of them to plant three churches within a year. disciple movement. Our goal is to saturate the entire community with the gospel of Jesus Christ through developing church members to become disciple makers. That's why our theme, which is Hope Builders Ministries, equipping disciples to make disciples who make disciples. Disciple movement is to perform the very important task of following up on new believers, making them disciples of Christ, and accommodating, model them in the evangelistic church while within walking distance from their home. On average, each hub can potentially reach 30,000 people, and normally within between 4,000 and 10,000 becoming church members. When fully developed over a six-year period, a trained local leadership can continue the ministry when our commitment comes to a close. Tithing, marriage, and family counseling, Bible study methods, and so forth, forming an intricate part of our practical training, as such as congregation will be self-supporting through the growth in spiritual stature and members. As such, the congregation will be self-supporting through the group in spiritual stature and numbers. Make a contribution to Hope Builders Ministries. Hope Builders Ministries. You can make your check payable to Hope Builders Ministries. Specify it for hub sponsorship, whatever amount that is. You can make $300. That's the sponsorship for a hub. You can make that amount for whatever amount you choose if you do not have the $300. Hope Builders Ministries is P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943 is the zip code. And the telephone number is 540-949-5344. Give them a call today or tomorrow. Leave a message. Tell them you want to be a hub sponsor. You want to give them $300 for a hub sponsor. Or you can contact them by email at info@hopebuildersministries.org. Or you can go online at hopebuildersministries.org. And you may donate. Donate by project. And those projects, specifically, which you can donate by project, are where needed most. Personal support, Bibles for Believers, pastor training, hub sponsorship, which we spoke of a minute ago, which is $300. Tools, which is a bicycle, $150. A Bible, $12 to $15, which is a Bible. Or you may donate seeds and items of that nature so that they can plant seed and garden. Or you may buy a wheelbarrow, or two, a cost for a wheelbarrow, or a hoe, or a rake, or items like that. Dignity Project. Dignity Project, that is where you contribute your items, such as a hoe, a rake, or tools, or things of that nature, so that a family or a community person, lady in particular, with four or five children, can plant a garden and then cultivate that garden and feed in just about a whole village. The Lydia Circle, the Good Hope Home Pater family, Mark Uquari, Marine Reach Brown family, Acts 1-8, the Corbett, Turkish World, all these ways in which you can make a contribution to Hope Builders Ministries at P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. The telephone number is 540-949-5344. Get in touch with them by email as well as info@hopebuildersministries.org. Hope Builders Ministries, making disciples to make disciples who make disciples. Donate to where it is needed most. Okay. Donate by countries: Congo, Brazzaville, Dominican Republic of Congo, Liberia, Malawi, Mozambique, South Africa, Zambia, Zimbabwe. You can also donate by country, as we just spoke of earlier. How do you get involved with Hope Builders Ministry? You can become an advocate, just as we here at Hope Builders House Reproduction Gospel have become an advocate for Hope Builders Ministries through our American contact, Brother Jeff Hawkins, and you can find him on Him Africa, HIMAFRICA. Him Africa is his blog, or you can find him on Facebook as well. How can you get involved? Hope Builders Ministries needs partners to increase the effectiveness of our ministry, and you can play a major role in this wherever you live in the world. Let me say that again. Hope Builders Ministries need partners to increase the effectiveness of our ministry, and you can play a major role in this wherever you live. Pray for us. Sign up to focus your prayer. Pray for us simply by saying, calling on Jesus Christ, who sits at the right hand of the Father now, waiting to hear you say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. This prayer is specifically Jesus Christ, God Almighty, for Hope Builders Ministry. This prayer is particular for Congo Brazzaville. This prayer, Jesus, goes out to all in Hope Builders Ministry, from the President, Johann Gauss, and to Jeff Hawkins, our coordinator in Zambia. And we hope that, God willing, that you will open up the hearts of other men and women to give. Focus your prayer on Hope Builders Ministries, in particular case, wherever the money is needed, Jesus. We focus your prayer that those will give to wherever the money is needed. Become an advocate for our program in your church, workplace, among your family and friends. That is what I do here at House Reproduction Gospel Blog Talk Radio, located at 231 6th Avenue here in Beatrice, Alabama, as we go on the air every night from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. Central Standard Time, 2 hours. We talk about Hope Builders Ministries, including with our other ministry advocate things that we talk about, all in the edification for the body of Christ. That is what we do here at House Reproduction Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Our other issue that we're going to be bringing up pretty soon in the next several days is juvenile crime. And we hope that you will be a part of that as well. As we were taking information from the Citizen Crimes Commission of New York City and related to you, and as well as other information and statistics about juvenile crime. I myself has worked in the Department of Correction at Holman Prison there in Atmore, Alabama. I'm retired. I served there for over 29 years or so as a correctional officer, working in population, SIG, death row, and also on the area that deal with those that are troubled, which have psych problems and things of that nature. That is where I spent my portion of my life there working. Also, as we continue to talk about Hope Builders Ministry, pastors and churches as well. Growing a Hub plants 40 churches, trains 40 pastors, and disciples 5,000 people in 6 years. Sponsorship costs $300 per month. $300 per month. Support a Hub leader with $110 a month contribution. That's to support a Hub leader, but to support the entire Hub, it costs $300. But to support the leader of the Hub, it to $110. The visions of a Bible and a bond sticker to enhance the effectiveness of a pastor is $12 and $120 respectively to buy and deliver it. I said earlier $150, but that is good as well if you want to send $150. But it's $12 up to $150, $12 up to $120. The choice is yours. The choice is yours. Let God move your heart to do what it is. The provision of a Bible and a bicycle. Critical tools for a hub leader. Critical tools for hub sponsorship. Widows and orphans and children. This was one of the main missions that Brother Jeff Hawkins was dealing with on his fall mission as he went to Marundo Project, dealing with the number of orphans there in the Marundo area, where it had 150 children there, plus where Brother Tabuhu was dealing with more than 300 children overall, I believe. But he has been, I believe, made the direct leader of that Marundo Project there, where they'd be training pastors as well as a place for dealing with the number of orphans throughout Zambia. Outreach. Let's go back a minute to when we were talking about widows and orphans. Lydia Circle, conference to empower the wives and leaders to serve their community, practical Bible principles, basic help, child rearing, and so forth, $35 per participant. Supply these women leaders with the tools and curriculum to effectively reach villages for the Lord, $25 per month. The Dignity Project, to save at-risk children through widows, monthly needs $45. Supply widows and orphans with the gardening tools and seeds so that they are able to productively be members of a poverty-stricken society. That's a 150-time $1 gift. Dignity Project, providing comic book Bibles for non-readers and children who are hungry for God's Word. $12 buys to deliver a comic book Bible. Okay, outreach. Now, this is very important. Outreach. Come on a 13-day short-term mission trip where you partner with pastors and members of a local church and disciples making the word. Many hundreds of people will respond to your witnessing. Approximately $4,000 total before the immunization shot and passport. We would love for you to serve here at home by visiting your church. Talk about it and call whatever God is going to reach you through Africans, where through Africans with whom you partner, serve in Sunday school, small groups, missions, and community. That's what we did here. We were able to supply some finances as well as some clothing, as well as some Bible material, teaching material for the orphanages there in Zambia. We would love to serve you here at home as well. The church presenting the Bibles for believers to provide brochures, envelopes, and a DVD on your own pastor and mission person presents their project. Bibles for believers. Bibles for believers, specifically, as we go through that particular window and talk about Bibles for believers. We hope that it will open up in a minute. But in the meantime, we will go back to our studio and we will continue with Brian Cage with a Christmas song entitled, O Come, Ye Faithful.
Thank you.
right, all right. That was Brother Brian Cave. Oh, come, all ye faithful, as we pray, play music for you that would move you into the spirit of being in Christ through the Christmas season in which Jesus Christ was born in a manger, not in a high rise or wealthy place, but in a lowly manger. Some other information for you here on Facebook from Brother Jeff Hawkins. And Hymn Africa. He also shared Hymn Africa. I hope Bill is going to Zambia Rural Church in Lusaka, a church located outside of Lusaka in one of the compounds. Pastor is Sean Mabui. And this video, it can be found on YouTube. Jeff Hawkins, he says, by way of Hymn Africa, no sound equipment, no instruments, but their hands in sweet music praising God. The building is rented, small and hot. Their love for Christ is real. Join us in supporting and training pastors in Zambia. Join them in supporting pastors in Zambia. Make that particularly on your check. Pastors in Zambia. To Hope Builders Ministries, P.O. Box 317, Greenwood, Virginia, 22943. The telephone number is 540-949-5344. Make it specifically that check a money order for pastors in Zambia. Also, he repeats it again. It says, Him Africa, no sound equipment, no instruments, but their hands and beautiful voices. The building is small, hot, and rented. Their love for Christ is real. Join us in supporting and training of pastors in Zambia. Another quote from Brother Jeff Hawkins, God way of Him Africa. One thing you can do, you can't do in heaven to glorify God. This is by Jim Vail. A quote, it says, if you are a Christian, have you ever wondered why God didn't take you to heaven the moment you came to Christ? You can answer Him in heaven. You can pray in heaven. You can sing in heaven. You can fellowship in heaven. You will probably know that the Bible in heaven. There is one thing you can do to glorify. There is one thing you can do to glorify Him on earth that you cannot do in heaven, and that is sharing the plan of salvation with lost people. Sharing the plan of salvation with lost people. This is the epitome of Hope Builders Ministry, where disciples who make disciples, sharing the plan of salvation with lost people. Have you ever done that? Imagine sharing Jesus Christ with a person who is dead spiritually, hellbound, a child of Satan, and rebellion against God. Then after you share with them, they trust Jesus Christ, and before your eyes, they become totally forgiven, alive, spiritually, adopted into God's family, seated with Christ and the heavenly and so forth. What a wonderful thing you and they experience. What a wonderful reason to live. All right. God bless you, Jeff and Luann. Love you. This is from a one of the people that responded to that. Critters in Zambia. Spiders and caterpillars. All right. They're sitting here with a table of beautiful caught fish ready to be prepared and made meals for many. Neil Kasama in September 2008, the Christmas by Falls. Picture here with Brother Jeff Hawkins about the falls and the water flow over the rocks. Beautiful pictures in the Christmas Falls National Monument. The first trip in Zambia in July 2005. This is when Brother Jeff Hawkins' vision began to live. He's a bicycle with two young people. Great information. Jeff Hawkins shared Him Africa Gavin, Christopher Falls, beautiful Christopher Falls, near Kasama in September 2008. Great pictures and information. Let me make a message to comment in regards to this series that we just got you talking about. We're talking directly from pictures that are posted on Facebook by Brother Jeff Hawkins from his Him Africa blog. We're going to say great, R-E-A-T. Let's start it off with a capital letter, G, R-A-T, great. P-I-C-T, you are pictures. And words. Yes. Used for to and IGH tonight. R-A-D-I-O. Radio. B-R-O-A-D. Tonight's radio broadcast. And that. Tonight's radio broadcast will be, let's go here and get the link. That link will be http://. Tonight's blog talk radio, .com/show 397-3989. And we will post that link right there under those pictures that Brother Jeff Hawkins Nim has posted. And that will be, they can click on that link and hear and talk about those items that we just posted. All right, let's get back to our radio switchboard as we continue to do our ministry here tonight. We hope that things are going well no matter what you're doing, no matter where you are, and know that your condition, no matter what it is, God is still in charge, and He knows exactly what you are going through and what type of situation you are dealing with. We hope that you know that you can always call on Jesus Christ, God Almighty. You can always call on Him. And one thing that you can do, and that is this. You can pray and focus your prayers on all the things that you want to focus them on, whether it's about the our ministry and family, about your personal life, about whatever it is that you are going through. And you can call us here at Howell C. Productions Gospel Blog Talk Radio at 619-639-4634. It will cost you something to make the call. We do not have a toll-free number as of yet, but we hope one day that we will have that toll-free number. But you can call at any time and talk to us in regards to what you're going through. Let's play a song by Deanna Ranson. The song is entitled, See You Through. God will see you through, no matter what your situation is or how difficult it is. If He bring you to it and you are in Christ, He will bring you out of it. Jesus Christ, God Almighty, will see you through.
Upon a time, the enemy, he had my mind, how to get him out the way I could not find. Then I tried the Savior, Jesus is his name. Well,
Chase that rainbow. Blurred vision, fatigue, frequent infections, increased thirst, hunger, and urination, sexual problems, sores, weight loss, and numbness and tingling in the hands or feet can all be signs of diabetes. If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, don't wait. Get checked today. Diabetes can be prevented or delayed. For more information, call 1-800-438-5383. Again, that's 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the Alabama Diabetes Network and the Alabama Department of Public Health.
Diabetes, it is serious. In the gospel artist, you cannot sing if you're not healthy. I lost my father and my oldest sister as well as my oldest brother to diabetes. Get checked today. Diabetes, it is dead serious.
Think you're not at risk for diabetes? You may want to think again. Uncontrollable factors like genetics and even controllable factors like lifestyle choices can all play a part. High blood pressure, obesity, lack of exercise, race, age, and smoking habits can all increase your risk of developing diabetes. Get the facts. Talk to your doctor today. For more information, visit www.adph.org/diabetes. This is a message from the Alabama Diabetes Network and the Alabama Department of Public Health. Did you know that blurred vision, fatigue, frequent infections, increased thirst, hunger, and urination, sexual problems, sores, weight loss, and numbness and tingling in the hands or feet can all be signs of diabetes? If you're experiencing any of these symptoms, don't wait. Get checked today. Diabetes can be prevented or delayed. For more information, call 1-800-438-5383. Again, that's 1-800-438-5383. This is a message from the Alabama Diabetes Network and the Alabama Department of Public Health.
Diabetes, it is serious. In the gospel artists, you cannot sing if you're not healthy. I lost my father and my oldest sister, as well as my oldest brother, to diabetes. Get checked today. Diabetes, it is dead serious.
Think you're not at risk for diabetes? You may want to think again. Uncontrollable factors like genetics and even controllable factors like lifestyle choices can all play a part. High blood pressure, obesity, lack of exercise, race, age, and smoking habits can all increase your risk of developing diabetes. Get the facts. Talk to your doctor today. For more information, visit www.adph.org/diabetes. This is a message from the Alabama Diabetes Network and the Alabama Department of Public Health.
Yeah. hands here. Come on. Let's give them up for a little while longer here. Come on, let's praise them like we have the tabernacle.
Your way. It's only gonna make you strong, but you got Forever. do this because I keep on going. Come on, put your hands together.
Thank you. Anybody know for a fact that the devil tried to kill you before?
Somebody knows what I'm talking about. But there were angels shielding and protecting you. I wrote a song that says, God blocked it. He wouldn't let it be so. Can I get a witness in here that knows that God is a refuge in the time of storm? Hallelujah!
Devil had a plan to kill me.
Look at somebody and say, if you only knew. Come on, look at somebody next to you and tell them, if you only knew how many things the Lord shielded you from.
You give him praise.
Thank you. The Lord is speaking tonight. The word said, peace I'm going to leave with you. I don't know what's someone me going through on tonight, but the Spirit of the Lord said he's speaking peace to your situation right now. Yes, this is a recording. Yes, this is a taping, but the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to your situation right now. We come here to let you know that there's nothing too hard for the Lord. There's nothing too hard for him to handle. So don't you be afraid when these storms arise. Don't you be afraid when these storms arise, because God said that he's going to give you peace right now when darkness comes. Come on. When darkness comes, he said, I am with you. He said, I'll never leave you. He said, I'll never forsake you in pain and in fear. He said, he's going to hold you. No matter what the devil told you, no matter what the doctor said to you, the Spirit said, he's going to leave with you. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Show him in your pain. He's not leaving with you. Come on. When darkness comes your way, in this place. He's speaking through two directions to give a word to you right now. I don't care what you're going through in your life right now. Nothing is too hard for God. Nothing is too hard for God. Yes, there may be a storm in your life right now. There may be some mess in your life right now. I leave with you. Come on, give God some praise up in here if you believe it. Put those Holy Ghost hands together and bless his name.
Oh,
us, Lord. We came to lift him up. What about you? Come on, put those hands together. Let's do this again.
End of our broadcast for tonight, which is Monday, December the 3rd. We hope we have been playing some music that would soothe you and minister to you. We hope that the words that we have spoken to you in regards to Hope Building Ministry have been an encouragement to you. I hope that you will follow through on supporting Dignity Project, our goal is to sanctify our community with the gospel of Jesus Christ by helping church members become disciple makers, including churches built under the leadership of trained pastors. The church is empowered to minister to the entire community by helping widows to cultivate a viable vegetable garden while helping to care for orphans assigned to them by the pastor. Hope Bill of Memphis provides the vegetable seed, cultivating tools, watering cans, and teach them to make compost. Powerful words indeed. The testimony of Mama Rowling warms our hearts, and we want to share it with our supporters. I was scratching the trash cans to try and find food after my husband died. As a widow, with no one to help me, I had to beg for everything. The pastor of our children asked me to look after four street children after he told me that the church was going to give me some widows a chance to work in the garden to grow food for them and the children. Now, after 8 months of growing food and bartering for some things we need, the children to do are doing well, and I have my dignity and as good members of society back. You can be a partner and give to Hope Building Ministry, the Dignity Project. You can help enrich the lives and glory of the people and the glory of God, through the glory of God. Zambia has many Dignity Projects operating in several districts that the church planning this one, making ministry grow so much that the work of the widows and orphans. We are reminded by James that pure and undefiled religion before our God and Father is this: to look after orphans, widows, and their distress, and to keep oneself unstrained by the world. The Marunda Project is a large complex of ground and buildings that was once a growing ministry to orphan widows. Hope that this ministry is praying that God will provide the funds for personal belief to revive this ministry. Hope Builders Ministry, the Tabuhu Foundation, one of you have been talking about for a great deal of time in Mozambique, as you can know as the Sweet Time, because it is the heart of Zambia's sugar industry. And in Mozambique, it is very sweet for orphans and widows. Young Tabuhu started the foundation on their behalf to feed, clothe, and educate children, and their numbers and either fathers or mothers. Great information indeed. As we get ready to leave our air, leave the air, we want you to make a contribution to Hope Builders Ministry, P.O. Box 317, Greenville, Virginia, 22943. Telephone numbers 540-949-5344. Hope Builders Ministry. Hope Builders Ministry. As we get ready to leave the air, we want to say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever. Amen. Until tomorrow night, we want to say God bless and take care of you, and be mindful that God is still in control no matter what the situation is. And remember our series that's going to be taking place here shortly on juvenile crime. Like a great deal of information as we are only letting you know that we will be continuing in our series on Hope Builders Ministry, but we will be getting a new series on juvenile crime. Now, if you want to call and let us know that you want to be a part of this particular ministry, you can call us at area code 251-362-1935. You can send us an email to houseygospel@yahoo.com. houseygospel@yahoo.com if you want to be a part of this series. Again, the series will begin in a few days. We only just begin to plant the seeds to get the word out. We're going to be working with Brother Eric Kahn of Gospels Alive there in, from New York City, and we are going to be bringing you powerful information and people talking about the issues of crime and juvenile crime and how you can be involved in that particular aspect with children and doing something sound, not just talking, but taking action to help young children. If you have been in prison, you have come up with a life of crime as a child, and your life has been turned, if you're still in that particular area, you can call us at area code 619. You can call us and talk to us at area code 619-639-4634. And you can talk about your experience in crime and as a juvenile and how God has helped you and how he's turned your life around or whatever your situation is. Again, we say good night and God bless. We'll see you again tomorrow night on House of Production Gospel Blog Talk Radio. Good night and God bless.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.